Sera.
That's Double D and K Sera, GM on GN. Actor Zach Ward, who played the bully Scott Farkas in A Christmas Story, is suing a movie merchandising company for using his image in memorabilia and not giving him a share of the profits. Ward was only 12 when he filmed the memorable role, and he claims that he never signed a contract to allow his picture to be used in the film's merchandise. He's 42 now.
He's the bully.
Yeah. And he's a Canadian actor at this point. I don't know what else he's done since then.
I just thought it was Scott Farkas. I never knew it was
it's
Scott.
Scott.
Yeah, I never knew it was Scott.
Scott Farkas in the movie that's run, I think, still. Is it on TBS all day?
Yeah, it's going to start on Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
Through Christmas Day, yeah.
Last night, I'm watching Miracle on 34th Street again. I think what happens, though, I start to find myself drifting through certain parts, and I'll come back. But I want to stay in the mood. When I get home tonight, I'm going to put on my DVD of A Christmas Vacation.
It was on last night,
too. Christmas Vacation.
It was on last night, too, on the ABC Family.
It was?
Yeah.
All right. Going to run it all. We got 5 days.
It was still the colorized version of Miracle, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Are they showing the black and white?
I've never
all?
Seen the black and white. I've been looking for it. No, it's all colorized.
So there. If you want to get it all in, you got 5 days. If you don't, then don't. It's up to you.
I'm sure White Christmas is going to be on again. They're going to play that again.
Well, you know when? Because I've been trying to watch it all week.
They played it earlier on AMC, and then they're going into a rotation with Miracle on 34th Street and... Are they showing anything else in that?
They've been showing A Christmas Carol with George C. Scott, which is actually very good.
Yeah, they've been showing that.
He's really good in that.
All right. Well, again, if you want your dosage, there's where you go. But Scott Farkas looking for some
Well, you go to Walgreens, and there is almost a whole shelf of Christmas Story stuff. So there is quite a few items.
He said the reason this got started now, somebody came up to him and asked him to sign a board game, a Christmas Story board game with his picture on it or something. And he said, wait a minute, I'm not getting paid for that.
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff. Last year, I know I got the Peter Billingsley plate that has him dressed up in the pink, outfit that he gets.
The bunny outfit. Yeah.
And there's snow globes. And they sell those lamps now everywhere.
Well, he obviously is still tied in very tightly with the whole movie because he did that stage production last year. I think it's running this year in New York. It's not here this year, but I had him on the air last year and made a terrible turn in the conversation about...
It's a Chris Kattan moment.
on my part. He had been in town several months before that, and there was a body under his bed at the hotel. And I thought, well... Maybe I'll ask him about that. Okay, I asked him, and he looked at me and did not remotely respond to that and just started talking more about the stage play of A Christmas Story.
We are very excited to be back here in Chicago to do this play.
And that was the, I'm not going to talk about it, and you can go figure it out on your own. That was pretty awkward, but I thought, hey, it happened. Not many people go to a hotel and have a body under their bed. I wanted to see how that all came down.
I think it's a very fair question.
This Zach Ward, the suit he's filed, says he's entitled to $6 million in damages. The merchandiser says the board game with his image only grossed $750,000 in sales. Still.
There's just a lot of Christmas Story stuff out there.
But as kids, unless they have an agent who knows all the particulars of this, if it's not in a contract, hey, you're just a bit player.
And that movie was a complete flop when it came out.
It's one of those things like It's a Wonderful Life. It took on steam many years later, and now it's a perennial.
This is almost like when the Happy Days people.
Right, same thing.
Suing to get their image.
What does the contract say? Maybe they didn't have merchandising back then like they have now, and they didn't think about it. Carol.
Hi, Gary.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of yours. I don't want to bring this down here now, but I just wanted to thank you for playing your father's tape of his recollection, because I think that happened to him on Christmas Eve, right?
Yes, it did, back in 41, 42.
And I just want to say how moving that was. And it's just because it's Christmas almost here, and you won't be on the air probably Monday. I just want to thank you for sharing that, because I'll tell you, another Christmas won't go by without me remembering that and being moved by that.
Well, thank you. I play it on Veterans Day or as close to it as I can if it's on a weekend. Stephanie, are they going to play that on Christmas Eve this year? They did it last year. They played it on Christmas Eve. I don't know if they have any plans to play it again.
It's really moving, and thank you so much for sharing it. And, you know, God bless him. God bless you. And it's nice that, you know, everything has to be so politically correct now. And the fact that he recited some scripture was especially moving.
Well, I think when I hear that, I realize, as you do, that we're still going through the same process of manufacturing veterans, wounded veterans, killing soldiers every day. It seems every day, or maybe every other day in Afghanistan or wherever they are. And that was 60-some years ago, and here we are. We're still in the same pattern. And you wonder if that's really the way to go, especially with this Afghanistan thing. Well, thank you. There's a link at WGNradio.com if you want to listen to it at any point. It's there.
Well, thanks a lot, Gary. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you. Grace, hello.
Hello.
Hello, Grace.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to ask you if you'd ever watched the movie Deck the Halls with Danny DeVito and Matthew Broderick, I believe.
I've never seen that. Is it any good?
Oh, I have to tell you, it is really good. It's good for a laugh. It'll make you feel really good. You just have to watch the movie.
Deck the Halls. I've seen it on the rotation of some of these cable channels, but I've never stopped. But you recommend it.
Oh, you know what? It's worth just watching it. One time.
I will check that out. Grace, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Another one that's not bad is that Christmas with the Cranks. That's not too bad. It hits the mark a bit.
Scrooged is good. Remember Scrooged with Bill
Watched
Murray?
Scrooged the other night.
Yeah, I like that. It's a little dark, but it's great.
A little bit.
Yeah.